So now you a Q switch.
Now Q's on my show over the house.
Q made it. Alright, now I gotta act right, because I gotta be professional a little bit. This is the problem with me and Q, is I can't be professional when I'm around Q at all. Alright, let's get it. Hey family, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Naked with Ms. Monfilla. Listen, today is just so dope. I needed to have a two-parter. I got two of my most favorite people in the building with me, and I needed to talk to both of them. God damn it, both of them. So if you tuned into the last episode, you heard the dope story from Cotton Blue, and I just again want to thank her for coming to take that time and being real honest and transparent with me. But there's a transition. There's everything that I do everything for a reason. You feel me? And even booking Cotton Blue, I'm gonna have to run the whole story before I even introduce you, Blue. And even booking Cotton Blue, me and Cotton actually have a mutual friend. I grew up in, this is our mutual friend. Let me just introduce her first, let me be real. Everybody, let me introduce you to my childhood friend. My God, it's been, I don't even wanna throw out years. I'm not trying to throw out numbers, because that's real disrespectful to both of us at this point. But let's just say there's decades under our belt when it comes to how many years we've been around each other, from ACC, to Securitas jobs. This woman has been with me through pretty much every stage of life, yo. This is my friend Kiana.
Hello.
Everybody knows her as Q, so don't ever call her Kiana. You're gonna call her Q.
I'll stab you.
I'll
look at you funny.
I'll stab you straight up. But this is Kiana. Q. I'm going to call you Q for the rest of it. We're not dropping your last name, right? Because they don't need all that, right? Hell no. So y'all don't need to worry about checking for her, none of that. If you want her, come through me, come through Cotton, but don't reach out to her. But this is my very close friend Q here, and I felt it very, very important to have this conversation on Let's Get Naked, because I don't think this side of being women is showcased enough. So to reel it back in, a little bit of a story time. When I was booking Cotton, and again, like I said, we both know Q. I actually met Cotton through Q. We had a conversation where it prompted me, because I was in a space where I wasn't feeling 100% comfortable with my friend. Those who tuned in, y'all already know. Yes, I went through a separation and a divorce. And if anybody understands what it is, I understand a breakup is hard, but divorce is a whole different ballgame. Because not only are you, this is a marriage for like a relationship of 11 years, not only are you separating physical stuff, there's a whole life that you guys have built together, including friendships, things like that, that you now have to sort out, because unfortunately, the way our situation went down, we couldn't coexist in the same spaces during the separation. So for me, the only way I knew how to heal was I immediately secluded myself. Because, again, I don't know, I've never been through anything like this before in my entire life. I had no idea what the hell would it look like, what it felt like, but I immediately isolated myself. And in doing so, again, because this is my childhood friend here, she also became friends with my ex-wife at that time. That's what real friends do, you feel me? If you got a partner, we all together now. That's just what it is. So Q has always been in my life, even while I was married, while I was single. We've been in the streets, okay? Crazy out here. She's also, you know, supported me and bear witness to me, you know, trying to be a wife out here. And that's some crazy shit, yo. But I give that backstory because I wanted to express something that I went through, and I literally had to go through an apology tour this past Friday, like literally. First things first, to break it down, I was being childish. I can say that, look at me. I was being childish, And in being hurt from the separation, again, I understand logically that if you have friends that have made friends with your spouse or significant other, you can't expect them to break up when you break up, especially the way I handle things. Because I went into a shell, I was afraid to speak. I didn't know what the reaction was going to be. There were very few people that even knew that I was going through these things, right? So I'm at home in my little dark hole, looking at social media and seeing everybody going on with their lives. And I see my close friend hanging out with my ex at the time, right? Now, she was doing nothing wrong. Ex had a birthday party. She's just out there supporting like she normally would if I invited her or my ex invited her. But because, again, I'm in this dark space in my cave, scrolling through and emotional, it sent me off the deep end. And to express the it's a childish emotion, but I need to express it because I always like to put names to things. So if you recognize it, you know what the hell I'm talking about. It's very easy for you to be like, that's my friend. You can't have them. I introduced you to them. It's very easy to fall into that.
That's my shit.
And that's my shit. Don't be trying to, that's my cue. Fuck you mean. And I think I even said that to her a couple times. Like, nigga, pick your own friends. Fuck out of here. Like, but where I made the mistake is I then caused that anger to distance me from my own friend. And it wasn't anything where I was like, oh, you did something wrong. But it was, I don't know what the hell's going on here. And I was dealing with a lot of stuff. I didn't even tell you this part. I was dealing with a lot of stuff where things I was saying was going back to her. And I didn't know how the fuck it was happening. And it wasn't even you. Because I wasn't even talking to you around that time. But it was just a weird time all around. So things that I'd be saying would just be going back to her. So it put me right back in a completely different shell. Where it was like, I don't want to say about nothing, nobody. And I think we ran into each other in that moment. And you had asked me, like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm cool. Like, just looking like a stepper. Like, I'm cool. Because I was just so afraid to really speak on my experience. So to give that, the reason why I'm telling that backstory is Friday came, right? Cotton's like, girl, yeah, I'm coming for this interview. I'm bringing Q, because that's an automatic. You know what I'm saying? I met you through Q. That don't make no damn sense. Why would it bring Q? And it sparked all of those emotions I was feeling back in 2019. And we're 2021, man. We're in 2021. All those emotions. And it wasn't like, no, she can't come. But I was like, oh, God, that fear again of, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. I'm scared. I don't know if I can speak freely, if I can be, because I don't know what the relationship is with her and my ex. And shout out to Cotton again. I appreciate strong-minded women. I appreciate women who will speak to you and not just be a yes man, but tell you what you need to hear, whether you want to hear it or not. Okay. And I appreciate Cotton for that. Because she got me together, and it prompted me to be like, you know what, you're right. I shouldn't even have had this conversation with you. I need to talk to my friend. I need to tell her what the hell is going on. So it prompted me to pick up the phone. Actually, no, shout out to Q, because she was on it. Send her a text message like, hey, call me when you get a second. 2 seconds later, the phone rings. Like, hey, what's up, girl, what's happening? I point that out because it's amazing how we as individuals, and I'm guilty of it, you make this whole separation in your brain from a person that you know loves you, right? And you think, I'm going to reach out and it's going to be an awkward, weird thing. And then when they just come back like it's nothing, I'm getting emotional saying it because that's beautiful all in itself. The fact that I can send you a text after this 2-year span of weirdness and there's not a moment of just, all right, what's up? What's going on? So everybody that has been my friend for years knows I'm so emotionally driven. I'm emotional. I'm a Cancer. That's just what we do, okay?
Facts.
Just what we do. She allowed me to pour my heart out to her and express to her what my feelings were, but still being acknowledging that, you know, I know I was childish. I know that I was wrong. But your response
doesn't matter.
Say it again.
Doesn't matter.
I'm gonna let her speak for a second. I promise. The reason why I wanted her to repeat that is there are a lot of people who have lost friends because their pride makes them feel like y'all have beef, when in actually you're just two individuals living separate lives, going through your own shit, and all it takes is a conversation. Mm-hmm. So many friendships could have been saved, so many relationships, connections could have been saved just by having a conversation. So I'm glad that you're here today, Q.
You know, I love to see all your sexiness. Yeah. We don't want to be mad and cheesy.
Stop it. But no, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad that you get to finally see that you, I mean, I've kept everything. Like, I have a group of friends. She's a part of it as well. We call the usual suspects. I know they probably want to stab me because...
We all giving her the side eye.
Right, they're all giving me side eye because I started off like this whole new life and I didn't include them in it. And now I'm in the space where now that I'm... That chapter is closed. I'm now in a more healthy place and I have a better strength to be able to speak and articulate the things that I went through, my experience, and also own up to my own shit and my friendships. I'm now opening up to these same usual suspects, right? I'm opening up to them. So I forgot where I was, again, this, I don't know what the hell is happening to me. Is it the light? Jesus.
We're glad to be here.
We're glad to be here. That's the whole freaking point. So Q is a regular person, but she is a superstar in her own right because anytime I'm out with this woman, you at least know at least 3 or 4 people. I'm like, I don't understand. You don't even be out here like that, but you be out here. Like, how do you do it? But tell everybody who you are, Q.
I am Q. I am a person.
I am a human.
So here's the thing, right? I'm just a genuinely happy person.
Yeah.
My happiness exudes... I can say nothing, and it's just an energy that is just be happy, or quite frankly, get the hell off my train.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for negativity. Mm-hmm. That is not what I want in my circle, my world, my life, my universe, my perfect world.
I know that's right. All the perfectness.
So if you can't be happy, cool. We just can't talk in this moment.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tell people I've lost friends, and then I've went back and forth with friends, and maybe at this time we can't speak because your negativity train is trying to steal my shine and dull it, and I don't have time. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you that time, and then I'll reach out like, you good? All right, and you back on this train.
Yeah, that's another thing. Right. I think to showcase what real friendship is like, that is one thing I can say for sure. I don't care how far along the time goes. I can guarantee at least once a year I'm gonna get a check-in from Q. Like, yo, you good? You all right? What's going on over there? And I appreciate you for that. And again, I'm gonna say it here on camera, just like I told you yesterday. I apologize straight up for not letting you in when the shit was hitting the fan. Because if anybody,
you
got me. Period. So this is all a part of growing up. Adulting and shit is so fucking dumb. This whole adulting
dumb
shit.
Dumb and necessary. And I don't know. I knew the vibe changed, but I was like, oh, okay.
I was going to say, if you don't mind sharing what you felt like the experience was on your side. Because I'm open.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
We check in often, and then we didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know what happened immediately. I was in the dark. Mm-hmm. Hashtag last to know.
Don't do me! You're right.
So I was like, uh-oh. And then when I found out, I was like, all right. And I was like, she hasn't
heard anything yet. Yeah.
All right. I said, cool. I'm going to give her that time then. When she's ready, she's ready. Mm-hmm. We all have the same group of friends, though.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
So at events, when I'm like, oh, what? How you doing? And I'm this animated all the time. And I'm like, girl, where you been? And we're talking and we're chatting. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yo, I miss you. Like, I can't wait till we can hang out. Mm-hmm. I know the pandemic's happening, so everybody had their bubbles.
Yeah.
Cool. Got wheels now, I can come see you.
I know, because you was a baddie. I got my wheels now, sis. I'm here.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. We leave the event. I'm reaching out, like, hey, how you doing? And she's, yeah, doing good. Okay, cool. And we're cool. Until I hit her with the, so when are we going to meet up? Yo, she straight ghosted me.
I ghosted her, y'all.
Yo, she straight ghosted me.
I want y'all to know what anxiety looks like, because it wasn't like a, oh, fuck you, I'm not linking up. Her. It was like, oh, God, I'm not ready.
So she just didn't respond.
Absolutely none. And that's not okay. That's a trauma response, and I'm growing and learning how to do better in that.
So I said it to another friend of ours, who was also my cousin.
She was a part of the apology tour, too. Shout out to you,
so, shout out to my BFF cousin. And I said, yo, I think there's an issue, because she talks to me until I say, let's link up. Mm-hmm. And then I get ghosted. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. I said, all right, cool.
Ooh, I just had a revelation.
I'm done.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get us all emotional. Okay. But you know, I'm like, ah. You know what I just realized?
What?
you know me too well, right? So you being in my energy, I can talk to people all day and tell them everything is fine. But when you're in my energy, I know you'll see better and know better. And I wasn't ready to be read yet, feel me? I wasn't ready to go into it. I think now it's starting to really, I'm grasping my mind over all that was this past year. Like, it was just way too fucking much. But in the thick of it, I wasn't ready to be exposed, sis. I wasn't ready for you to see me like that. I wasn't ready.
Well, I told you, I said, we're not talking right now. I said, I don't know what happened. It's not my issue. When she's ready, we'll get back at it. Until then, all right, cool. I'll give her that time, that space. We cool.
No, that's, I mean, I keep cutting you off only because these are very big gems that y'all are getting right now. I have had so many flaky ass people call themselves friends. And this is why I'm very meticulous about who I call a friend. That will let, you know, a miscommunication or two different people having two different opinions completely shatter the years that you put in. So when I have moments like this with my friends, the awkward conversations, the tough moments, it makes me love you even more. Because you ain't leave me, sis. You ain't leave me. And I appreciate you for that. Because we all got our shit, but it's like, yo, I know my shit. I'd be like, I can't. I fucking can't. But I think I want to make that very clear. Yo, conversations. Straight up. Conversations and understanding that it's not always about you, specifically. People are living whole, completely different lives that have nothing to do with you, and you can't read into those things and insert yourself into it where you had no business being. So that was my lesson from it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing her hanging out with my ex, and I'm like, my ex is doing shit to me. And it's like, no, my friend is just doing what she always does. That's what she does.
And let's be clear.
She didn't know, and by the way. She had no clue.
Know, too, in their happiest place, I had an actual talk with the both of them. Do you remember that? When I said, hey, and I said, I just want to be clear, I'm friends with the both of you. Those friendships are different. Me and you, we've been rocking, so there are things that you talk about. It's none of her business.
Okay. And you're
it's
right.
None of her business. You're right. And then there are things me and her talk about, it's none of your business.
I'm not going to act like I'm okay with that, because this is my friend. On what's being said about me. But no, I get it.
The shit with me is I keep friendships. We're all friends, but there's certain things I keep separate.
Yeah.
I'm not there. Let me run back. Because also, for what?
Agree. What is the point?
What's the point? Because now if you're a run back tell, now I'm looking, what's my motive?
I'm so glad you
No one has time for that. I'm not with the shits.
I'm glad you said it, because there was a lot of people I ended up having to X out for that specifically.
And I'm not with the shits.
So it was like, I'm running back and forth, saying what I'm saying, what they say. And it's like, what was really the purpose of what you were doing here?
All my friends who have been coupled, I give them all the same talk. We have now built a friendship. So if something goes awry, if I'm chilling with home, your ex, whoever, I make it very clear we ain't talking about
bet.
Because like, we should have a friendship, why should we be brought up?
Bet.
It's like me and you hang out. We ain't talking
about
that.
I got shit to talk about with that.
We have our own friendships, exactly. And we have other things to talk about. And that's just point blank to the period. I'm too grown and I don't have any
money. She keep making me bob my head when I talk to her. But I appreciate that. And I wanted to showcase this conversation, like I said, because I don't think even adult women see this enough. We see enough of the cattiness.
Yeah.
We see enough of the, oh, fuck her. She ain't right for me. All that dumb shit. Instead of understanding, we're two individuals with two separate lives. We still love each other very much. Love ain't changed.
No.
So why in the world do I need to distance myself? We just need to have a conversation and work your way past that. So I'm saying that to say, if people, family, if there's somebody in your life, yo, that you're distanced from, especially through this fucking pandemic, I think that's when it really hit me. Like, yo, life is too short to be sitting here holding on to dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? For what? Exactly. For absolutely what? And I'm saying that to y'all, family. Life is too short. So awkward conversations have to happen, even with the people that you love. Your family, I don't know how many times.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Let me set this
Family traumas is a whole other thing. That's a whole
like
other
its own separate.
That's a whole, we need a whole separate series just on family traumas. But is there any messages you would have for my Let's Get Naked family, Q? Because I know you always got some gems. You always got some gems.
Be you.
Yeah.
Be your authentic self.
unapologetic.
That's the only way you move and can move well.
Mm.
Period.
Because you can't get caught up on a lie if you've been telling the truth everywhere you go.
Hello?
Just saying.
And if you want something, how about you start living that life you want? And it'll all come to you. Facts.
You didn't have to hit me with that on a Saturday. You didn't have to hit me with that. But no, I thank you, Q. I think I'm gonna actually do an episode where we get the core of the users, because it's a big group.
Oh man.
And I can't get us all on camera. Woo. It's too much. But at least the original usuals together, okay. Because I think it's really important to showcase long-lasting friendships.
Yep.
And what it looks like. It's not all hunky dory and everything is, we're best friends forever. There's gonna be periods when y'all
ain't
happens. Yo, shit happens.
Might have catches you by surprise.
Life is a fuck that bitch. Life.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, listen, I'm done. Okay. All right.
And I just realized, I looked over and looked at this bad cotton, I didn't get a chance to have you do your products. Mm-hmm. I ain't shit. So what we about to do right now.
Switch up.
No, not even a switch up. So what I'm gonna do is have cotton coming over here, and y'all know about my business.
Have Cotton come take a seat so she can show off her products.
Let's get naked.